Work.
And the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer begins the day today in Carrington, North Dakota. Farm broadcaster Don Wick has more.
Randy, we wrapped up Tuesday in North Central North Dakota with Bierman Farm Service at Groton, where we found our first widespread dented corn. Pioneer field agronomist Nick Enan.
See, it's kind of fun to be going around this week and finally to see that dent we've been looking for a long time in that corn, to know that we're getting one day closer to maturity. A lot of the corn I've been looking at this week has been closer to, you know, that late milk, soft dough, early dent. So right now that gives us about 25 to 30 days roughly before we need to hit, before we can have that frost come, which with the way the year's been going, if we can get there by the end of September, early October, we'll be sitting pretty good on it.
Yeah, we need Mother Nature to help, but there's a lot of potential with this crop.
Yeah, there's definitely some really good pockets we get a look at. And to be honest, the crops all through northeastern South Dakota look really good. Even in some of the areas where we have a little extra moisture, the crop that's still there and made it through, there's going to be definitely some yield showing up in the grain tank.
The soybeans are behind the normal pace, but with the moisture seen in the region, Enan expects the crop to fill out all the way to the top. Reporting for the Red River Farm Network, from our crop tour, I'm Don Wick on the Red River Farm Network.
Crop in.